Okay, so let's see how this audio boo thing works. I thought for quite some time that something like this would come in quite useful, because I attend a lot of events on different things and often feel that I've learned something and would like to post on that topic on my blog to share my learning and insights and also to reinforce my learning. But don't often get the chance to do it, and I think audioboo potentially might meet that need. Anyway, so today I've been to the RSA to see Robert Shiller, author of Animal Spirits, talk about how human psychology drives the economy. Really interesting presentation, covering behavioural macroeconomics, the fact that people don't actually behave rationally in the way that we often assume. Obviously supported by neuroscience, and Shiller talked about some of the evidence, some of the findings from neuroscience, which reinforce the fact that we need to think about irrational behaviours when thinking about economics, and particularly in connection with the current recession as well. One of Shiller's perspectives is that confidence drives the economy. You know, our own thoughts, what we're thinking, the way that we're talking to other people, our conversations, all of those things drive what people are thinking about the economy. In fact, he told one story from Keynes from the 1930s depression, where Keynes was saying that the reason that they're in a depression is that everyone perceives they're in a depression. It was as simple as that. And in many ways we're probably in the same situation with the current recession. So Shiller also talked about the power of stories, which I agree with completely, and also described a couple of stories himself which I would love to relate, but I guess that's one of the things that you can't do in a 3-minute audio boo. So I'm going to go on to my conclusions instead. Which are I absolutely agree with Shiller's perspectives that a behavioural slant on economics is definitely required. But what about HR? Where is behavioural HR? Where is the type of HR that recognise that people don't always behave in the way we think they're going to, that's based upon psychology and sociology, that relies as much upon stories as it does data? I think there are some real learnings that we can take forward in HR as well, and hope to play my part in doing just that.